This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 3rd. God's word to you today is steward time. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 16, verses 10 to 11 from the Good News Translation, and it says, "Whoever is faithful in small matters will be faithful in large ones. Whoever is dishonest in small matters will be dishonest in large ones. If then you have not been faithful in handling worldly wealth, how can you be trusted with true wealth?" We are still wrestling with the question from 2 days ago, which is, with God's work, are you a hireling or a shepherd? In your office, in your home, and in your family, are you a hireling or a shepherd? If you're not faithful in that which is in another's, how can God commit even yours to you? A lot of times, the roots to engineering your own dream starts off with you serving another person's dream. The route to establishing your vision starts with you serving or being part of the vision that God has given another. Guess what? Sometimes God will make your own assignment a part of another person's assignment. So in serving that person or that vision, you are fulfilling your own destiny. Now imagine someone that heaven has determined that this is his or her path, serving on that team, that vision, that dream with the heart of a hireling. John 10 verses 11 to 13 says, "The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming, because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't care about the sheep. Do not buy the lie that you can treat another person's business shabbily and yours will go well." Jesus shows us one of the keys to the rich and satisfying life. Please read John 10 verse 10. He has shown us in this scripture that you give your life for it. I'm not saying this because I'm a pastor. Even when I was in paid employment, that was my approach. I gave my life to the things that were committed to me. You have to give your life in such a way that the owner of the organization will look at you and say, "Who owns this place, me or you?" Heaven cannot ignore such service. Ask Joseph. Potiphar's house, prison, and as the prime minister, his heart was consistent. The reward, promotion. Until that happens, you really have not started. John 10 verses 17 to 18 says, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. No one killed Jesus. He laid down his life by himself. Nobody has the power to take Jesus' life from him. Nobody. John 10 verses 31 and 39 says, "The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Then they tried to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands." This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. His time had not yet come, which further implies that a time was coming for Jesus. There are 2 months between John 10, 21 and John 10, 22. Please read. The story in John 10 flowed down to John 10, 21, from the healing of the blind man, which happened at the Feast of the Tabernacles in October, whereas the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah, happens in December. As you read the Bible, when the weather changes in the story, find out why. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. "Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.